Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
An introduction to Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, because I just thought it would be an awesome segue. So today we have one of my favorite guides on Food Network and the cooking show. And he, oh my gosh, he's so cute, and I love Sheep Eats. So let's welcome Ari Khan. Hey, hi, hey.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, this is start off with, I love you so. I mean, I could binge watch it like every day, like 24 hours, but I have a little bone to pick with you. Okay, so I watched last night's episode, so I usually wait for the weekend, but since you were coming on, I really wanted to see last night's show because you were in Portland, Oregon, and I lived there for, 12 years. Then I moved to Seattle. But you were in my favorite city, ever. And, I wish I would have known you were coming there because I would have, gave you more ideas where to go, except there's a little problem with my theory because the place I really want you to go is called Nomamias. It's in Beaverton, Oregon. It's Italian. You will love it, but there's only one problem. It would take away all your budget, so I don't think that would work.
That's always the challenge. That's always the challenge is trying to fit it all in. I mean, I've been to Portland before. Actually, did a bunch of I visited a ton of restaurants in Portland, and I found a great mix actually of affordable stuff. I find Portland to be very kind of contemporary sensibilities with food. They know that people like to go to food trucks or food carts, like to call them in PDX. But, when I was there last in 2014, I had so much fried chicken. I had amazing fried chicken in Portland. And it was kind of cool to try all the different stuff. I mean, there's so many places that feature on the show that I went to.
Yeah. I mean, and I know you only have a half an hour with. I think they should make it an hour for you. I mean, I've been thinking more and more about this because, they could do an hour in half an hour in one city and then, we kind of get you on a plane and go for the next. I mean, I think that's, would be really a cool thing. I mean, I know, cooking center probably won't go for it, but I think that would be a good idea because, you know, like I said, I cannot get, you know, I mean, you helped me watch reruns after reruns when, you know, the season ends. I'm like, I don't get my Ollie fixed. I don't get my CP fixed. This is inappropriate. So, you know, I was really happy, you know, when, you know, they said the season was going to start because it's just so good. So how did you begin your little life over at Food Network and cooking Santa? Because only related or only related because sometimes you can catch the cooking Santa and Food Network have, you know, the same shows repeatedly.
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted to do a food show for a really long time. I think it was probably in 2004 when I really first had the idea of wanting to do something with food. I had a background in theater and, you know, wanted to do stuff in front of the camera. And kind of the food thing just started to pop up as, like, something that was such a big part of me. I just never recognized it. And then, as luck would have it, a friend of mine asked me to help him write a restaurant guide for Los Angeles. And that was like a huge, huge career change for me because it was like, I finally, like, all this stuff that I did on the side, on my free time, you know, of like trying out a new restaurant for lunch every chance I could get, I basically started to catalog and just write down all this information. So, you know, I was living in Los Angeles for a long time, and I had friends who worked in the entertainment industry, and I had thought about doing a food show and working with some of the people that I knew who worked in entertainment. And as luck would have it, a friend of mine who I went to college with, his cousin, whose name is Jeff Morrow, also wanted to do a food show. We met in 2004, and he obviously ended up going on to win Food Network Star Season 7. So for 3 years, Jeff and I pitched a food show. So we were just trying to get in the door of places like Food Network and, you know, even other networks as well. And it really took about 10 years. And in that 10-year time, you know, I had written a restaurant guide. I started to write a little bit for food and various, like, websites. I started a blog called Bang for Your Burger Buck. And then I started vlogging as well. I started doing video blogs. In fact, I went to Portland, Oregon in 2014 to shoot a bunch of stuff for video blogs. And basically, like, 10 years of kind of collecting all that work helped me build enough of the assets and material so that when I would meet a casting director, a casting producer for reality TV, and they said, hey, you know, are you really into food? Show us what you got. I started showing them my video blogs and my Bang for Your Burger Buck blogs and sandwich spotting and just loads of stuff. And, you know, if you think about it from 2004 to 2014, you know, in 2004 there wasn't a Yelp. You know what I mean? In 2004,
exactly, there
was barely
wasn't
around. Yeah, so, you know, it just, I think, you know, a sign of the times started to say, hey, you know, there's a lot of people out there who aren't just into food, but, you know, they are out there documenting their experiences. And some people document them on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
and
social media.
People do it a lot. Yeah, and I think by the time 2014 rolled around, and I had incorporated all that stuff, you know, like, I'll be honest, you know, I am no young pony here. You know what I mean? I didn't know about any of this stuff. Like, I graduated with a theater degree in 1999, so I was not very tech oriented. However, you know, it's kind of like everybody else. The world changed with the iPhone.
I
right?
mean,
and all of a sudden,
yeah, I mean,
you have the power to share your experiences. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really in the sign of the time. But I think when, you know, Soup Eats, you know, came on, it was so popular because everyone's like, you know, it's a really cool concept, and I just love it because I'm yelling on the TV, no, Ollie, no, give the other thing, but the other thing, you know, sometimes the other thing would cost you more money than the thing I want you to get, so, you know, I'm like, crap, you go, but I know you have to go for, you know, the last expensive item. But when you were filming Chicago, that was one of my favorite Soup Eats that you've done. And do you okay? Do you know that Zeph Morrow was gonna come in the sandwich place and steal your sandwich? Bad Zeph Morrow. That was bad etiquette. Was that always set up? Or did you not even know he was gonna go and do what he did?
Well, you know, Jeff and I have known each other for a long time, and we both share a certain sense of humor. And, you know, in the world of TV, we do like to produce things and set some stuff up. So being natural comedians that we were, we did set that up. You know, we kind of played that off. So that actually
it worked.
Is a place that Jeff goes to all the time, Nottoli and Sons. It's a fantastic Italian beef and sausage place. And, you know, it's funny, Jeff, in 2009, I visited Jeff out in Chicago, and he took me out for an afternoon of eating, and I ate things that it's so funny, I grew up in St. Louis, I used to go to Chicago every summer, but I never went to have some of the foods that he showed me. Like, we had a Polish sausage on Maxwell Street, we went to Greektown, he took me to Al's on Taylor Street for an Italian beef. Like, it was the most epic afternoon of eating that I've had. And they were all cheap, by the way, all very extremely affordable foods. And so when we decided to do an episode in Chicago of Cheap Eats, you know, I made it pretty clear that we have to do – and one restaurant has to reflect, I think, one of the kind of at least street food icons. It's not just a flat-out Chicago food icon, which was
exactly.
The Italian beef sandwich. So we had to do that. We had to do that. And Jeff, you know, the thing is like, look, you know, people know about Italian beef sandwiches. People know about Chicago. And there are a lot of great Italian beefs that have been on TV before. But Nottoli and Son, at that time, I don't think had been on any show on Food Network or any other major show. And they had a great spin because, you know, if you're in Chicago, you can get a beef. You can get a beef wet. You can get it dry. You can get it, like, super soaked, you know, in the Italian seasoned au jus. But if you're hardcore, like a lot of Chicagoans are, you get a combo, which means you get sausage in there. Now, you know, I think it's fair to say, while I do eat pretty wild on the show, like, I like to believe I have some restraint. The idea of having an Italian beef sandwich with an Italian sausage, I was like, whenever I've gone to Chicago, I'm like, that's fine. I don't need the sausage. But for the show, I was like, we're doing it. I'm getting a combo. Like, that was the way to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny. Jeff, he's such a trooper. Like, he and I, like, were in the trenches trying to push a show for 3 years, you know. And
mm-hmm.
It's hard, you know, when you don't hit a lot of success. And, you know,
it's a
frustrating road. But it was pretty amazing. In fact, it was almost, I think, full circle for both of us, for us to be on a show together, a food show together, that's something we've been dreaming about doing. And actually, we had talked about, you know, we planned out for him to come, but, you know, what a lot of people don't know is he actually had hurt his knee earlier, and there was a big possibility he wasn't going to be able to do it. And, I mean, he's fine. It ended up being fine. But totally was like, kind of like, not on crutches, but, you know, he wasn't at 100%, but he was 110% in terms of just being there. And I mean, and obviously what's great is, you know, we shot that show in December of 2015. It obviously aired in the spring of 2016, but the fact that you remembered it, I know that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
you know, because
it's just, well, and it probably doesn't, you know, it hurt anything that I've said, you know, you and Zeph and Guy are like my three little cooking sandwich crushes, because I just love all three of you. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, why can't all three of them be on the same show for me? I mean, pure selfish on my part. And I, you know, but I get what you were saying about starting. So, yeah, I mean, I've been on here for 8 years, and it's really hard sometimes with, you know, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, I get that. I mean, I totally get that. So how many more episodes for this season do you have?
So we just aired our fourth episode, and we have 13 total. So
okay, good.
We got a few more left. We got a few more left. We got 9 left. If I did the math right, I hope I did. I think I did.
You know, and you know, you guys always got renewed for the next season, right? Or do they make you wait and let them know?
Well, you know what? That is part of the deal. So yeah, we are waiting to see. You know, obviously how everything does, and we're crossing our fingers and toes and
people,
we get to head out there and bring you more cheap eats for season 4.
Well, and I come in Seattle. That's where I live. There are so many places also in Seattle that are, you know, great. I mean, yeah, Seattle also has the food trucks, but they have so many good little cheap eats, you know, in downtown Seattle and even on the east side. You know, it's really amazing. And I mean, every city you go, I've been writing down, okay, if I ever go there, you know. And my question is, because I know we are limited, but, okay, so when you are doing a day episode, like in any city, state, how can you not be full by the end of, like, breakfast, and then you have your lunch and then your snack? How are you able to eat all of that in, you know, a good time? Because, you know, I am always like, God, I would have been full by now. But how is that?
It's a lot. It is a lot.
How did you do that much?
Well, when we do shoot the show, it actually takes us 3 days to shoot the show, the whole thing. We go to 2 restaurants a day. Now, that being said, we still go to 2 restaurants a day. So, yeah, there are definitely some times where and, you know, all of us have left the day kind of going, yeah, I'm not hungry. You know, I think part of it is but like, for example, by the time we eat in when we shoot the show, like a couple hours have gone by. So usually, like, if I'm shooting, and it's never exact. I mean, sometimes there's just other factors to consider. But sometimes we shoot breakfast the first day. Sometimes it's the second part of the day. But whatever
first
meal is that we shoot that day, by the time it's time for me to eat, I promise you, I'm hungry. Because what happens is, like, you know, a day in the life of cheap eats is this. You know, we're usually out the door on the road by, like, 7 a.m., and then we're getting to our location by 8 a.m., and we're setting up, and then the next thing you know, we're shooting. And probably at that point, somewhere around between 11 and 12, I'm actually going to eat. So we spent about 4 hours cooking the food, shooting other segments that we'll use for the full total segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, like, by the time I'm ready to eat, like, I have worked up an appetite. It is true.
Oh,
but,
okay.
We visit 2 restaurants a day, so that also
well,
helps.
And,
well.
Yeah, because I never, you know, that would be hard, you know, doing the full, but I just, before I bring on a caller, but I just love how, you know, it's breakfast, lunch, and then a snack. And I find your snacks really good. And, you know, half of the time I'm like, you really could have that snack for dinner, too. Oh, to save the ice cream for dinner. Like, I mean, you know, but, like, all the places you guys are going is wonderful. And I think, you know, people who are traveling had no idea when they come to a new city what, you know, what to do, you know, where to go. And I think that's really helping a lot. So,
yeah.
think it's, you know, because people don't know where to go in a new city. So people write down everything Ollie says on any of the shows because he knows what he's talking about. And let me bring on Bobby really quick.
All right.
Hey, Bobby.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to say, I know with a lot of cooking shows out there and with Rachel's show being a big hit where she cooks and the 2 being big hits, where they cook Do you see yourself maybe following in the footsteps of Rachel A or the guys on the Tuner having your own talk show, cooking show?
Okay, so I think I'm just to make sure I heard you correctly. So you were saying, does TV, do you think it, does it seem, does it follow or is it similar to like
the
Rachel Ray's show, 40
and the two, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's, I think there's very much a lot of, like, you know, correlation and similarities. I mean, first of all, we're both, we're, you know, TV was on Cooking Channel, Rachel Ray's $40 a Day was on Food Network. So I think that there's
right.
going to be some similarities
yeah,
there.
If I recall, some of the guys that are on the two started off on Iron Chef America, either as chefs or competitors, if I recall.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, that...
That is it. I'm in the cooking business, in the restaurant business, so I better get back to work before my boss gets me, but I'll be sure to look out for you on your show.
Uh-huh.
You have a good day.
Okay.
Okay, Bobby.
And let me know about if we have a show tomorrow or not, Carly.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, well, our next one is going to be next Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia.
Ooh, I cannot wait.
If you're ever in Raleigh or Fayetteville, North Carolina, let me know because I'll be definitely there to just meet you and shake hands and get selfies and autographs and stuff like that. And maybe we'll change recipes.
All right, good deal.
Bobby.
All right.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Bobby, get back to work before we get you fired. That would not be good. So to close out the interview, you know, I really think that you should go on Guy's Grocery Games because I think if you and Seth Morrow and that would be a very interesting thing because I think you could beat him. I think you could beat Seth Morrow at cooking, and I think they should do that because, Guy has a lot of people on from Food Network and the Cooking Channel, but he hasn't had you on yet. So that's my little pet peeve
yeah.
with Guy at the moment because you should be going on the show. You would be really good at it. I mean, okay, I don't know your cooking level, but I think you will do a really good job. I mean,
practice a lot. I would definitely, if I was on Guy's Grocery Games, I would probably spend like 2 months. I would probably like, I don't know, maybe I can get Bobby Flay to train me. I would have to bring my A game.
Well, and you could do it. But see, this is why I love you so, because I cannot cook and save my life. So, like, what you're doing, like, going out to all these restaurants is, like, perfect because, you know, especially during the summertime, it's going to be 99 here in Seattle today and tomorrow. I'm not happy.
Oh, wow.
Just,
that is hot.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, and I talked to my cousin who lives in Poland. It got to be 108 yesterday. So, you know, it's
so crazy.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. to close out, yes, I love you, but I hope you can come on again because, like I said, you are my favorite guy on the Cooking Channel, and, you know, you so is so good, and, like, I'm getting more and more people addicted to it by the day because I'm like, people, you got to watch this guy because he knows what he's talking about, and also he's very cute. That's a, you know, plus. And besides, you know, he's not telling you how to cook it. He's just telling you that you can go and get it. That concept I love even more because ordering food is so easier than making the food in my opinion. But yeah, but thank you so much for coming on and I hope we can do another interview. Yeah, and I hope we can do another interview down the line. And I just want to thank Julie at Food Network Cooking Channel. She is such a doll to work for. I mean, help with getting this interview. So I just wanted to say, Anil, thank you, Lily. You are so nice and so sweet. So, yeah, have a good day.
Oh, yeah.
And I cannot
wait. Thank
you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah, and you are welcome back anytime.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Have a great day. Okay, so that was Ali Khan on from Cooking Channel and Soup Eats. And before we go, there's just a couple of stuff I just want to say for our upcoming interviews. And number one, I will let everyone know if we are having a show tomorrow night. Number two, next week we will be having Juan Medusa. He's on YNL right now. And so, and of course we will be having most stars and most stuff come on Daytime After Dark. So, you know, shout out to David. I hope you're feeling better. Maggie, I love you. Feel better. And Bobby, thank you so much for calling in for work. So I'm going to close out with playing one of the songs I cannot get enough of right now because I don't know. I don't know why I did.
Where'd we go?
Hi everyone. So that contains our so for today, and I will let everyone know when we are having so tomorrow night. And also thank you again to Ari Khan for coming on, and please check out his show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time. It's one of the best shows on the cooking channel. Bye-bye, everyone.